Blog Talk Radio.
No, we'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything around?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Right into the bone, your dad is at it.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I wish I knew exactly what I mean. It starts out like an A word, as anyone can see. But somewhere in the middle, it gets awfully quirky. Abcadefki Jekyllmanopquistuwixes. If I ever find out just what this word can mean, I'll be the smartest bird the world has ever seen. Maybe Gordon would know, or maybe Bob. I could ask them. Then again, it might be kind of an elephant, or a funny kind of kazoo.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to the vegetable soup version of I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And to my right, as always, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Trying to keep that hola really smooth and low. I yelled it one a couple weeks ago, and it was like a big spike for everybody listening. And
either way, it's hot. It's really hot.
Yeah, well, it is sexy. There's no doubt about that. But I really don't get the opening today, but it was great. I enjoyed it. I was tapping my foot. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you know, with all these new words, SOPA, PIPA, NFL,
yeah,
CBS. I mean, it's just
I
dull.
I gotcha.
Okay.
Nothing like starting the show with a little Sesame Street.
That's right. It's good for the soul.
It is. And so we got some guests already wandering into the chat room.
Yeah, and we had some guests already wander out. It's been the revolving doors.
Yeah. For those guys, for y'all who show up like 5 or 6 minutes before the show starts and then leave before you hear the intro, we don't get credit for that in the ratings. So if you could hang around until after like the opening, okay? Thanks.
That would be great. And it's Wednesday, and this is big news. As you can see, in addition to our wonderful guests, well, Mike was there for a second, but now he's logged out.
Anyway, oh, that was
Mike was here.
Robert.
Oh.
Robert was here.
So how's things down in your redneckville of the woods, Jamin?
Cold, cold start to the day.
I'm sorry.
Temperatures plunged into the teens last night. Much colder than anybody thought it was going to get. But we're heading back up for the upper 40s. Here today, and then into the 50s by the weekend. So
we're a little on
really
the chilly. Yeah, we're a little on the chilly side. Although by chilly I mean average for this time of year. And then, according to the forecast for Tuesday here in Bagwine, we're supposed to be at 59 with thunder showers.
Ooh,
wacky.
That's exciting.
It is.
That's exciting. Maybe a little January tornado action.
Oh, that'd be
that'd
great.
Be fun.
Yeah.
Nothing like having, you know, like trash and trash cans and lawn chairs and other items blowing right through the beer mine.
Yeah. Well, we have that every day, so whether there's a tornado or not.
Looks like the old Shea Stadium back in the day for the or Candlestick Park, you know, with the wind swirling and the hot dog wrappers flying around. So, and shout out to Doc Mike, who retweeted our show this morning. Thanks to him. And always remember, you can catch him on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/fammedrocks. Check him out.
There you go.
And I want to send a little shout out to my very good friend, Jeanette, who was offered a new job. And
really?
And going through the process of, you know, filling out the paperwork, kind of still on the fence about taking it. Got a lot of positives and negatives and a lot of ups and downs. And so she's working it out this morning.
That's good.
And that's kind of like SOPA and PIPA. A lot of ups
SOPA
and downs, a lot of pros and cons.
Just a lot of fours segue. And against.
Yep.
Segway, a lot of
baby.
Experts,
segway.
Too.
A lot of experts.
I've noticed a lot of experts have popped up on Facebook and the internet, knowing everything, both pros and cons about said bills, SOPA and PIPA.
Yep. Yep. A lot of people who really are educated on this.
Yes.
A lot of people who are just smart people who are already pretty much legal experts anyway.
Yes.
Who have chimed in on the pros and cons.
Correct.
Of SOPA. And occasionally one might do a blog post where, they're in support of SOPA, but it's really an indefensible bill. So the best thing to do is to just call the people who disagree with them lazy and stupid and slackers
and even, exactly.
Naive and people who will just believe anything they read on the internet, you know, that type of thing.
But it always helps when you throw in groovy acronyms, you know, like DNS and IP and, you know, to give it gravitas. Give it gravitas.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Using the terms.
The
that
jargon.
Are a part of the, yeah, using the jargon. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Get
it's
technical
good,
about it.
Yeah.
Talk about
that,
you know,
good,
that.
It's good we know no one like that.
Right.
You know what I did. You know, I admit I'm just not up on this stuff. And so what I did in order to find out whether I'm for SOPA or against it. I went to see which big organizations were for it and against it, and I finally came down against SOPA because I saw that Beverly LaHaye's organization, Concerned Women for America, were for it. So
there
I
you
knew
go.
Right then. Yeah, I knew right then I was.
Yeah, and you know that is really a great point that you make there. You know, along with you know. Reading about it on multiple different websites, platforms, and listening to experts, like the expert who pointed out what lazy slackers people who are opposed to it are, is that you can learn a lot about something like SOPA or PIPA just by looking to see who supports it and who doesn't support it.
Yes.
And, and you can see, you know, when it is supported by big corporations, big lobbying groups, very, very evil people,
yes.
Then, you know, you can start making, you know, an informed decision about it, about what it might do. You know?
True. In fairness and somewhat in defense of the do-gooders over at, the right-wing do-gooders over at Concerned Women for America, they came out in favor of it because they initially thought that SOPA stood for Stop Online Participation Altogether.
Yeah. Well, that's probably true. Yeah, they haven't had a whole lot of luck.
Loaf ball in the hay.
They haven't had a whole lot of luck with the with online crowds, and they'd rather just do away with it.
Their husbands, though, have had lots of luck
with the online crowds. Yeah, they that old Google search has worked out pretty nicely for them, hasn't it?
Especially that one that that I remember Rob Caudry did one time when he was doing a search for 15-year-old girls and horses. Haven't heard of him since.
But anyway, now we can acknowledge, and we both agree, and I think most reasonable people agree, that their copyrights, their intellectual property rights need to be protected.
By all means,
You shouldn't be going on the internet and stealing things.
Correct.
Movies, music, television shows. There are plenty of, the amazing thing about it is most television shows are available online for free through the website of the network that's televising it. Yeah, you have to sit through, three whole commercials, maybe four.
Right.
But it is available to you for free. And the idea that you would go and get it off the torrents and steal it is a little ridiculous. And it does need to, and I have no problem with the concept of stopping that. What I have a problem with is the way our government works.
Well, and here's the problem with it. Well, first of all, and what you said is, yes, I read this on Facebook on one of the new experts on SOPA, one of my friends who I really don't know, but I'm their friend. They they did post something, and it's very simple, very rudimentary, but this is what, to me, it all comes down to. Stop piracy, not liberty.
There you go.
And
there you go. Because, our government, certainly since 9/11, is more about, they have this habit of saying, online piracy? Well, here's how we'll solve this. We'll give unfettered power to the Attorney General to shut down any website he wants to on his word alone, without any review, without any limits to his power by Congress or the courts or anything else. An unelected government official.
Right.
Which is exactly what they tried to do with the bailouts originally. They tried to give this unfettered power to the Secretary of the Treasury.
And he could shut down a website just based on one person's complaint.
Right.
Factual or not.
Right. And you got to understand that it extends so far as that here's a great example. Let's say that somebody goes on Twitter and says, does anybody have a link to a site where I can watch the Rose Bowl? And let's say that I, because I'm a helpful, kind of guy and a friendly kind of guy, I give them a link to a site that is stealing ESPN's feed.
Correct.
Well, nothing would happen to me or the person who's watching the Rose Bowl illegally. Twitter would completely get shut down. So Twitter would be held responsible for my actions, not me. That's what's wrong with SOPA. And I assume PIPA. I really don't know as much about PIPA. I know that PIPA is not quite as onerous as SOPA.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because you're more into the technical side of things. And when I heard about PIPA, I immediately thought, I got to ask Jay, what the hell does Kate Middleton's sister have to do with online piracy?
I'm afraid that PIPA means that we can't look for pictures of Pippa Middleton's perfect ass anymore.
Now, see, that's just wrong.
Exactly. We can't have that now.
And does that apply to all royals? Because if I can't get my daily fix of Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, I'm ruined for the day.
Exactly. And don't forget, if you have a little old blog and you on your blog roll, you link to a site that links to a site that has illegal content, your blog could be shut down simply for that one little link to a site that links to another site.
Correct. Whether there's a million other links on one site, that are perfectly fine.
Right. So,
I also understood this, that let's say your internet goes down, you go down to the library. Could not the library also be investigated if all this was perpetrated there?
Well, you know, they love to go after libraries. Yeah, that was, remember, you know, I'm not saying this is exactly as bad as the Patriot Act, but it's the same concept that our government follows. When they see something, they say, well, let's pass these laws, and in those laws, let's give government this unbelievable power. And everybody goes, yay, let's do this, let's pass this Patriot Act. And then a month later, they're like, what do you mean Homeland Security is monitoring what books I check out of the library?
Well, yeah, and here's what SOPA should actually be called, this, as many bills should be called. You know, stopping online piracy. Yeah, that's a great idea, and that's where the bill was rooted. However, just like many other bills, it should be called the Bill of Unintended Consequences.
Exactly. And hey, Dana Lou's in the chat room.
Many people will take advantage of.
Of course. Dana Lou's in the chat room, and welcome to Dana Lou.
Yeah.
Great to see you there. Dana Lou asks if I can stretch the ifs and coulds any further. Hey, look, I'm not trying to scare people. I'm not going with the scare tactics here. All I'm doing is I'm just reminding people what government is capable of. Now,
yeah.
I know that there are people out there who say, look, we should all be Frank Burns. We should all just blindly follow our government and trust them to do the right thing.
And if we don't, how can we ever hope to be free?
Exactly. I mean, just because they're giving themselves this kind of power doesn't mean they're going to use it.
No.
In fact,
no,
we should trust
no.
that they won't. It's just like the indefinite detention provisions of the defense bill. Hey, look, just because we gave the president the power to do that doesn't mean he's going to do it. You can trust him not to use it.
Or suspending habeas corpus.
Right.
Or interning
exactly.
Japanese-American citizens. No, it's just a precaution.
Yeah, it's just something, it's there in case, you know, worst case scenario.
Exactly.
Well, now Dana thinks that I'm kind of skewing her position. Can you believe that? Who
I
would do something like that? Who would just take the opposition's viewpoint and just skew it and paint them with this big broad brush and you know, it's all one type of people? Who would do something like that?
No.
Not me.
No, I know you wouldn't.
So anyway, we had a very intense staff meeting. The entire staff of the I'm With Stupid Worldwide Media Group got together this morning, and we didn't even have coffee and donuts. That's how intense things were.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's
if somebody
how tight
did
the budget is too.
Yeah, exactly. If somebody did pick up the, try to get some, pour some coffee, Matt would have yelled, "Put that coffee down!" Anyway, so. but anyway, we did decide that our official position on SOPA and PIPA is again it. Yes. Now, we are for PIPA Middleton, and we want to make that perfectly clear.
Exactly. Let there be no no confusion about that.
Exactly.
Well, maybe not so much PIPA, but we do her ass. We are all for her ass.
Well, exactly. She might be a bitch. We don't really
know.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, she might be a snooty, insufferable Brit. But her ass.
As most are.
All she had to do was watch the Golden Globes, man. They were all there with their nose in the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one last thing about this Sopa Pippa thing. You know, everyone's holding a blackout today. Wikipedia and all that. Evidently, mm-hmm. BTR, we still don't know their stance, but evidently BTR is holding a blackout, too, by not putting us in the ratings. That is their that's their form of protest.
Yep. Somehow, even though we are really basically on the exact same pace we were last week,
which
got into the top eight, our show is not showing up.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the ratings from last week. But, you know, I'm sure it's just some glitch, you know.
It is, yeah.
Just one of those things that happens. It's, you know, it's not an indication that everybody hates me because I was the one being interviewed and, you know. No.
I'm sure Alan Levy just had a little too much Manischewitz over the weekend and something went wrong.
Yep. Oh, by the way, speaking of Sopa and Pip, I did see on Twitter, so we know it's true. No, there was a link to his announcement that Mark Rubio has now come out in opposition to both Sopa and Pippa. So
I saw that.
So take that, conservatives. Your hero, your dreamboat, is now opposed to the bill you think is so wonderful.
I also read a tweet that followed his announcement that said, it's too bad it's not because he thought so. It's just because the people are against it.
Yeah, he's just pandering. Exactly.
Yes.
And here's some breaking news for us.
Can't wait.
From 538 on Twitter, that it might be an outlier, they're warning, but one day Rasmussen national poll shows Gingrich is surging again.
Well, what's he got, a new wife in his crosshairs or what?
Yeah. Here comes Newt. Well, did you see his performance Monday night? At the, oh, my God, he was fantastic.
He was.
He was just, I mean, he knew what that crowd wanted. And what that crowd wanted was overt racism. And he gave it to them in spades.
Very good. Nothing like lynching Juan Williams on national TV.
You know, I just absolutely, I have to give him credit because I absolutely loved it when Juan Williams did ask him about his some of the statements he's made, and actually see where some people would find that to be, you know, insensitive towards different races, and he says no, and the crowd yells, screams, applauds, stands, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then Juan, you know, kind of finishes the question, and Newt says, "Well, Juan,
I could almost,
you know, reminding everybody, a black guy with a Spanish name asked this question.
I could almost hear a warble when he said that. Well, Juan, he should have just referred to him. He should have just said, "Hey, Frito Bandito."
Well, Juan, which is Spanish for Jerome.
And by the way, if any of you listening, Dana Lou, Mike, and our other guests would like to call in and talk about SOPA or the Republicans, you can call in now at 661-244-9852.
Yeah, and I think that
and we can get into this a little further here in a second. If you'd like to talk about Mitt Romney's tax returns, you can call in too. You could go in. Jay did some investigative journalism. He delved into Romney's tax returns, and he's got them on our website today at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Absolutely. That was well done right there, by the way. Again, very professional.
Thank you.
And you know what? I need to stop acting so surprised when you did that so well.
Well, see, no, on Saturday nights, you should be surprised if I do that. Well, on Wednesday mornings, no, I'm pretty sharp. Full of clarity, full of life.
So did you watch the – you know, and I think it's great we're pairing up the GOP debate with SOPA and PIPA today because it really is just a parade of idiots and stupidity. Did you happen to watch the debate Monday night?
You know, I tried not to, and I was going to watch it later. But with all your funny tweets – I turned it on with like 40 minutes to go.
Oh, man. Well,
it was the best 40 minutes of my life.
Well, the entire broadcast, if you get a chance, you know, maybe it's available online. I'll go to foxnews.com and maybe you'll see it there. The whole thing, which is comedy gold. These guys are hilarious.
Oh,
they have great timing.
Yeah, it's like a clown car full of Shriners.
Right. Well, I tell you what, though, I turned it on to watch the very beginning because I thought, you know, okay, well, it's, you know, they're going to debate on Martin Luther King Day. So I'm going to turn it on and I'm going to see the awkwardness of them open the show on Fox News by asking them about Martin Luther King's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turned it on and I thought, oh, silly me, it's Fox News, they're going to pretend Martin Luther King never existed. So, but they did assign all the ethnic questions to Juan Williams. So, they at least proud of him for that. But
know
I did
your
think,
role,
I,
know your role, Juan.
Exactly. Stay in your place, the back of the bus, Juan. But I turned it on, and I really wasn't going to watch all of it, but it started out with Rick Santorum brilliantly sandbagging Mitt Romney, and it was really unfair where he was going. If you look back at it with talking about felons who get their right to vote back after they have completed their sentence and they've completed their parole and probation and they've paid their debt to society. And Mitt Romney saying that he's opposed to it, and he attacked Rick Santorum for being in favor of that. And Santorum then clobbered him with, yeah, well, what's the law in Massachusetts when you were governor?
Mm-hmm.
And then Romney, you know, tried to do the little, oh, I had a Democratic legislator, Democratic Congress, and all this. But, you know, first of all, it was unfair, basically. Even though it was a great move by Santorum. But it also shows that Mitt Romney is such a moron that he never saw that coming.
No, he still surprises me. Oh, he's got a great organization. And yet he doesn't expect these things that are quite obvious.
Yeah, whoa, hey, you guys are going to bring up, you know, Bain Capital? Where'd that come from? Hey, whoa. Yeah.
Hey.
What, you're going to ask me about Romney Care? Wait.
I think Dennis Leary can sum it up best in a line he had. Lou Gehrig died of Lou Gehrig's disease. How can you not see that coming?
Well, Dana says we can agree on something, and I was not watching the chat room, so I don't know what we're agreeing on here. If she could let me know real quick what it is so I could change my position. Because today is Disagree with Dana Day. I just declared it that.
Well, at least you didn't have one of those secret accounting meetings.
Yeah. That's what I was getting ready to say. I was going to say Dana would call in, but she's in the mythical accounting meeting, Wednesday accounting meeting. It keeps her from...
Hey, and Mike, you have 25 seconds to call in at 661-244-9852, which you're always very good at.
Yeah, he's got that talent down. Because we still got to talk about Rick Perry declaring war on Turkey.
Uh, There may be a post about that tomorrow.
because I you know, at first I thought, man, did I hear that? And then I thought, no. All right, he went after turkey hard.
Yeah, no, and I've talked to the Turkish president over the last couple of days in my mind, and he's none too happy with this.
I bet not, because he's been declared an Islamic terrorist.
Yes. I don't think the Turks are someone you want to mess with.
Yeah. No, and you know, especially since Rick Perry probably doesn't even know where Turkey is.
No.
And he certainly doesn't know the difference between Turks, Kurds, Arabs, Persians, Shias,
no.
Shiites. And
for
none of them on that stage. Yeah, none of them on that stage know the difference between Taliban and Al-Qaeda, other than Ron Paul. And when he tries to explain it to you, he gets booed.
Boo! Oh, my God, it's just... Oh.
Yeah, you know what? I'm disappointed that they did not ask each candidate to discuss about the significance of Martin Luther King and MLK Day and reflect on all that a little bit, because I was looking forward to Ron Paul looking up and going, who? Oh, yeah, that fucking guy.
Or Juan, he could have asked of each of the candidates, in your administration, would someone like James Earl Ray be allowed to carry a gun?
I can't believe he missed that opportunity. Yeah. Of course, when it came down to the last segment, they were getting ready to go to commercial, and they said, you know, coming up next, social issues. And I thought, oh, yeah. But they had actually kind of run out of gas a little bit. They didn't really entertain me as much on
no.
the social issues front there at the end. But Mike says that he couldn't get in. He said we were still on the air, but it wouldn't let him in.
Of course it wouldn't. Why would it? When we have no readings, why would you let someone in?
Exactly. So we're sorry about that, Robert. But I hope you get that driver's license name fixed.
The whole tone and topic of my post may have just well changed with that little message from Mike.
Well, now hold on. Now, if your idea of a blog post is to take a ride on BTR, then we haven't tried out. We really haven't tried out TalkShoe or Spreaker yet. So
I know.
Let's have the alternative already in place.
Oh no!
That's not how bridges get burned, is it?
My middle name is not Bridge Burner for nothing.
Bridges get burned by the seat of your pants. By throwing all caution to the wind.
That's right.
Consequences be damned.
Prior to the primary, you know, John Huntsman dropped out.
Devastated.
I was too. His wife is hot. But yesterday, and I, you know, don't hurt me, SOPA. I'm going to try to credit it. I don't know where I read this, but I read a funny headline yesterday. It said, Huntsman drops out of race, endorses Huntsman.
I think it was The Onion.
Was it?
I think it's The Onion's headline.
Oh, that
have to
was
look.
Funny. That was good.
That's
stuff.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. The oddly enough, he won the South Carolina debate.
Oh, he was
even
there?
No, he wasn't. No.
Oh, oh, you made a joke.
You know what I loved about Huntsman dropping out, though?
Hi-oh!
What I absolutely love, this happens every time. This is one of the games that especially the media likes to play. John Huntsman drops out of the race. And all of these Democrats go, oh, I'm just so upset that he dropped out. He's the Republican I could have supported.
Oh, God.
No, they weren't going to. They would have, of those options, he's the one they would support. But they weren't going to vote for him over Obama. And it's just like in 08 when Joe Lieberman drops out. Well, that's it. That's the Democrat I could have supported for every, you know, everybody at Fox News was saying that, of course.
Yeah, I saw a gnashing of teeth and wailing from some of my, shall we say, more liberal friends on Facebook that they could have supported Huntsman.
No, they couldn't have.
Or at least he was good for the debate.
Yeah, well, maybe that. But another highlight of the debate Monday night was when they asked each candidate what the top income tax rate should be. And you had Rick Perry, you know, 20% flat tax. And then you had, I think, Mitt Romney was at 28%. Or Santorum was 28%, Romney was 21% or 25% or something like that. And then Ron Paul says, zero.
Exactly.
And he gets a standing O. But what I really love is that these guys all stand, with the exception of Ron Paul, they all stand there and they say, we can cut taxes, the top rate down to around 24-25%. And we can send troops back into Iraq. We can launch a war with Iran, send troops to Syria if necessary, and we can do all of that and still bring down the deficit.
It is amazing. You know, and when they do phone polls from now on, when after all these people say that, when all their pollsters do phone polls saying, would you vote for Obama or the GOP candidate whose name is Merlin? Who would you favor? That was almost in Dennis Miller territory, wasn't it? I feel bad about that.
Whoops, I hit the microphone there. Sorry about that.
Of course you did.
So.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, once again, Willard Romney ingratiated himself to the public yesterday when he said he got money for speeches. It wasn't a lot, though.
Right. Not much. Just a little bit.
Only came to nearly $350,000 for the year.
Right. Not very much. Not very much at all. And
paid for his vacation, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting that he said that he would set the top marginal tax rate at 21%, since it turns out, or he basically admitted that he pays less than 15% in taxes.
And that's only on
accounts. Yeah, exactly. And remember, folks, any discussion about this in any negative light whatsoever means that you're just envious.
That's right.
Yeah. You just envy him. You're jealous, you jealous little bastard, you.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I'm glad Gingrich is in there because I like having a guy with a line of credit at Tiffany's attacking the not-so-common man, Mitt Romney.
Yep. Yeah.
Newt is there for us.
Yes, he is. standing up for the regular people.
And I think Mitt Romney, all he has to do, next time Newt says, what's your tax rate? Mitt can say, it's 15%. What's yours?
Yep. So how much did you make in speaking fees? Oh, about, you know, one quarter of what you made while lobbying for Freddie Mac.
Hey, now. He was a historian.
Oh, historian. Right. So anyway, the debate was awesome. I was just laughing nonstop I missed Michelle Bachmann too.
I was just going to tweet that before we went on the air because I really do.
It's not the same without her.
No.
I want to give her a shout out though today because any female candidate can play the gender card and can play the sexism card after they've dropped out of the race and say that the other candidates are sexist and blah, blah, blah.
Hmm.
But she went so far as to show everyone an email from a top Santorum staffer who pointed out that a woman president would be against God's will. So.
Oh, my God.
Got that going for her.
Well, yeah.
So, anyway, and Tim Tebow will not be on the CBS NFL Today coverage this week.
He decided
against it. Yeah.
Oh, he decided against it?
Yeah.
Huh.
I really don't know why. I was looking forward to it.
I was too. I couldn't wait to hear him say, you know, as they're showing footage of both quarterbacks in the pregame show, and he was going... Listening to him say, man, how does he throw such a tight spiral?
Uh-huh. Oh, look at that. Yeah. Well, that's weird. See, now this is, you know, this is where Eli Manning is just a little different. He's a little odd. Watch how he takes like three steps back and he sets his feet and he's got the ball held up high rather than down by his waist. That's weird. Yeah. And then look how he just kind of fires that ball out of there rather than, like, does a big, long Tom Seaver-type wind-up.
And then they could, they could go back to the studio at halftime, and he could say, you know, some people are yelling at Manning, but, hell, 9 of 22 in the first half is a pretty good game.
Yeah, and he could relate all passing yardages to Bible passages.
Yes, he could. Oh, you don't have any on hand, do you?
No.
That
I'm not the expert. He is. That would have been a hilarious bit had I just rolled into it. But we only have a minute and a half left. We really don't have time. It was just, you know, a thought.
It was a good thought. Well, anyway, in the last minute and a half, make sure you listen to us in the archives and check us out at...
Many times.
IWSradio.blogspot.com and on Facebook at facebook.com/IWSradio. Just don't look for us in the BTR rankings.
Right.
Well,
also,
probably.
Yeah. Also, IWSradio.tumblr.com.
Yes.
Is that right?
I don't know. That's TUMBLR.
BLR, yeah, IWSradio.tumblr.com.
The E is not only, the E is not only silent, it's non-existent.
Right. And I am JAYMAN underline IWS on Twitter.
And I am Mattman IWS.
With no underline.
No underline.
All right. So that's it. 10 seconds.
Yep.
All right.
Another great show.
I think we cleared up that SOPA thing.
Yeah, and we appreciate Dana being a target.
Yes, we do.